a Christmas tradition in the Netherlands is prompting some people to ask a question. Do you really want to keep doing that? NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has the story of Black Pete.
As an American, to find yourself in the middle of a Sinterklaas parade, like this one in Amsterdam, can be a bit of a shock. Because dancing around the dear old Dutch Santa are his helpers, Zwarte Piet or Black Pete. And Black Pete is played by scores of white people dressed up in blackface and wearing Afro wigs.
I'm Mark Gilling. I'm 50 years right now, and I've been playing Black Pete from 8 years old.
Black Pete may look like a minstrel show performer to me, but Gilling says he's a centuries-old figure and there's nothing racist about him.
It is also a very lovely thing to do, being a joyful Pete, and you see the smile on the faces of the children. They just love Pete.
There are different views on the exact history of Black Pete. Some say he represents an African slave. Others say he's just sooty from sliding down chimneys. The playful, bumbling Black Pete character celebrated today was popularized in a 19th century Dutch children's story. According to tradition, Sinterklaas and his Black Pete helpers arrive every November by boat from Spain, bringing presents and candy for every good Dutch girl and boy, and they're welcomed in celebrations across the Netherlands. But in the last few years, people have begun to object to Black Pete. Dozens of demonstrators were arrested this year at a parade in the town of Gouda. 23-year-old Dutchman Raymond Larat came out to protest in Amsterdam. He says people called him Black Pete when he was a kid, and he took it as an insult.
We feel hurt by the tradition that they call a tradition. There are a lot of people that don't agree the way this holiday is celebrated.
Dutch newspaper columnist Bas Hein says calls to do away with Black Pete have stirred fierce resistance.
The Dutch are very unwilling, because of globalization, to give up local traditions. So there's a kind of tension. And say it's not racist, we are not racist, and leave us alone.
This month, the Netherlands' highest court refused to wade into the battle over Black Pete. Pam Evenhuis, head of Amsterdam's Sinterklaas Parade Committee, says that was the right decision. Society should work it out.
The Netherlands is a country where changes go gradually. We don't have a Supreme Court who will make far-reaching decisions. Here, we have what we call a dialogue culture.
Evenhuis says in the last year alone, the number of Dutch people who say they're ready to accept changes to Black Pete has risen from 3% to 15%. Back at the parade, there are signs that Black Pete is changing. His hoop earrings and big red lips are gone, and some of this year's Petes aren't black, but streaked in gray coal dust. And there's talk about creating multicolored Petes and clown Petes.
She likes Pete because she gives a lot of presents and nice sweets.
10-year-old Mira Barons is here with her mother, Micah, who came to the same Sinterklaas parade when she was a girl. I ask Barons if she's trying to shield her daughter from the current debate.
No. We debate with it also at home.
And that's how Barons and her husband came to the conclusion that Black Pete is, as she says, a little bit racist.
Let Pete and what they're doing now to give them also other colors and the debate about it, I think that is very good.
Barons believes Black Pete will eventually go, but columnist Bas Hein says the whole debate is really about deeper problems of inequality in Dutch society, and painting Black Pete's face green won't solve them. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.